Leaders of United Nations agencies and representatives of the European Commission called on Wednesday for an urgent scale-up of humanitarian, rehabilitation and development assistance to aid those who are being affected by severe drought in the Sahel region of West Africa. They made the appeal at the headquarters of the World Food Programme here in Rome, from where Lydia O'Kane reports.
Act together, act now. That was the message of leaders of United Nations agencies, the European Commission and USAID on the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the Sahel region of West Africa. Following an emergency meeting at the headquarters of the World Food Programme, WFP, in Rome on Wednesday, participants told journalists that they were making the call for united action now before a full-blown disaster occurs. Countries in the Sahel region, such as Niger, Mauritania, Mali, Chad and Burkina Faso, have been suffering from a severe drought which has been compounded by food shortages and rising food prices. Executive Director of the World Food Programme, Josette Sheeran, spoke about the priorities of WFP.
Well, the World Food Programme will seek to reach about over 8 million people in the coming months. We will do that through a variety of food interventions and cash and vouchers where people can redeem that for extra food in small markets, supporting small vegetable stands, small shops, and also small farmers where possible. But there is a shortage of food in the area. But our biggest priority is to make sure we get nutritious supplemental food into the pregnant and nursing mothers and the young children, because the damage can be quite permanent in those cases.
The European Commission has made a €30 million contribution to aid efforts in the Sahel. Former Prime Minister of New Zealand and administrator of the UN Development Programme, UNDP, who is travelling to Niger, says she is confident the international community will also respond to the humanitarian call.
I have absolute conviction that the international community will rally for the Sahel. We saw what happened in the Horn of Africa last year, where despite the warnings, the action couldn't be mobilised fast enough, and we ended up with famine in one country, which was particularly difficult to mount a response in. This time, the warnings are early, the warnings have been heard, the system is ready, the appeals are out. I think we can stop the worst happening.
The plight of people living in the Sahel has also reached Pope Benedict himself. Just last week, he called on the international community to, as he put it, seriously address the extreme poverty of these people whose living conditions are deteriorating. Josette Sheeran says the voice of the Pope is of great importance.
We're very moved that His Holiness the Pope addressed this issue in his Friday address and really called on the world to pay attention to the crisis unfolding in the Sahel. That call to action among the faithful is very important.
All of the participants gathered agreed that lessons learned from the Horn of Africa crisis and an integrated strategy can save lives and build a better future for the people of this region. I'm Lydia O'Kane.